Good afternoon. I'm honored to introduce Georgia's Governor, Sonny Perdue. Since taking office, Governor Perdue has continually worked with law enforcement to create a safer Georgia for all of our families. One of his top priorities has been combating the growing problem of manufacturing methamphetamine as well as meth-related crimes. During his first legislative session as governor, he led the fight to crack down on both the manufacturing of meth by creating stiffer penalties, but specifically by reducing the availability of meth ingredients to limit the flow of locally produced methamphetamine. He also introduced legislation to increase penalties for those who make and use methamphetamine in the presence of our children. He has brought together officials from the federal, state, and local law enforcement to develop efforts to combat the meth problem through multi-jurisdictional drug task forces, just like this task force here in Cherokee County, which quite frankly we feel is a model task force for the rest of the state in making us all work together to combat this growing epidemic. Please join me in welcoming a committed man to a safer Georgia, a man dedicated to combating the surge of meth in our communities, Georgia's Governor Sonny Perdue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Folks, you just heard from a local law enforcement, a sheriff here in Cherokee County, who understood years ago what a scourge that methamphetamine was becoming, and then our eyes and ears here, and has created probably one of the best multi-jurisdictional task forces in the state, maybe in the southeast. And I want to thank you, Sheriff Garrison, for helping us lead the way. I felt comfortable bringing the Attorney General of the United States here to Cherokee County a few months ago to show them the work that's been done. One of the things that we've learned in Homeland Defense since September the 11th is that we weren't as good as we need to be in partnerships. And what we've gotten better at is cooperating with one another, talking with one another, and really collaborating with one another in the prosecution and of crime. And that's good news, and that's what I see here. You know, we've talked before about the insidious scourge of methamphetamine. It's a dangerous drug in many, many ways. It attacks our families. It hurts our children. It just demoralizes our communities. It's really an infectious sort of thing, kind of a plague that we simply cannot tolerate in Georgia. And at the meth town hall we had this spring with the Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, a mother spoke there, and she summed up the fears that many of us have when it comes to this drug. She said, and this is probably the testimony that many of these agents who work in this area hear on a weekly basis, is that she was thought meth was something that never would touch her family, but it did. And she thought it couldn't come close to any of her three children, but it did. She walked into her home, her 13-year-old, where she told her she could get it right here in Cherokee County. Here in Cherokee County, it's been a tough battle. The transitions of the community and some of the influx, it's been tough. But as I indicated, we've got a tough crowd leading the battle, and they're committed to conquering this. The multi-agency narcotic squad here, led by the sheriff, has made almost 500 arrests since 2005 and seizing over $300,000 worth of methamphetamine. So I want to thank you for your hard work. I want to commend you for your efforts. We want more of these across the state. And as the sheriff said, we've been working hard to battle this plague since we got into office. Specifically, we strengthened the criminal penalties for making, possessing, selling, and trafficking methamphetamine. We made it a felony to manufacture meth in the presence of the children. And we put those precursor pharmaceuticals, over-the-counter drugs with pseudoephedrine behind the counter at the pharmacy and limited its sale. We know those kinds of things are working. Our efforts stretch across the public safety continuum. We funded treatment for methamphetamine-addicted parents so their families could be restored. We've created the GBI Meth Force to support local law enforcement, and we've given prosecutors the tools they need to ensure swift, just trials for meth users through equal jury strikes and getting conviction and getting these dealers off the streets. Folks, These things are making a difference. And when it comes to protecting our families and our communities, nothing's more important. The number of dangerous drug meth labs in our state has dropped roughly a third from 2004 to 2005. However, meth arrests are up 96% since 2001, and we're working together. That's the message here. GBI and local law enforcement are partnering to eradicate methamphetamine from our communities. But the fact is, everyone here with a badge will tell you we still have work to do. In August, we had two of the largest drug busts in the entire East Coast right here in Georgia, 174 pounds and 341 pounds. That's 200 and 34 kilos of crystal meth seized in 2006 in just two drug busts. That's comparable to 2005's total seizure of 282 kilos in the state. We're busting the labs, and now we've got to focus on the trafficking. I continue, go around the world for economic development, selling Georgia as a great location for logistics, for moving things in and out. Unfortunately, the same thing applies to illegal drugs. Because of our location, our coast, and our pathways of rail and interstates across our state, it's a great distribution network right here, and that's what we're seeing. Atlanta's been identified as a major distribution center for meth in the South. And part of the solution, I believe, is continuing the battle and today's exciting announcement. Today, we are announcing the doubling of our GBI meth task force, bringing the total force of 30 dedicated GBI agents throughout the state, partnering with our local law enforcement to help them eradicate this drug. The 15 new agents that we hire will join the task force that I established earlier this year, supporting local law enforcement and undercover investigations, working with the high-intensity drug trafficking agency in Atlanta to combat the import and distribution networks in the area, and helping to train and support local law enforcement in clandestine meth lab responses. One of the things that I learned, as I told Director Keenan, when I went to the border in New Mexico visiting our troops that were helping to secure that border, what I found there and what I learned from the border agents was that this has become a huge organized crime effort. Not only are they smuggling people illegally, but they're loading those people down with drugs such as methamphetamine coming from labs in Mexico, and these people have nowhere to go. They have to do what these organized crime drug dealers tell them to do because they're here illegally. They can't go to the police and say, I'm here with these drugs, because they know they'll be deported. And that's creating a problem. They're using those poor Mexican immigrants who want to come here for a better life in order to load them down with drugs and load down them with a burden of crime and bringing other things here with them. The good news is that these agents will focus on a proactive enforcement in meth-related crime rather than a responsive focus. If you can get ahead of the curve and be proactive rather than responsive, that's always better. Folks, the news is we're going on the offensive. The effects of meth spread out through our communities, and we're tired of it. We're going to battle it on every front. Whether it's made in our communities or trafficked, we're after it. Meth-related crime, meth breeds crime in other ways. Burglaries, carjackings, assaults, obviously even homicides. As these law enforcement officials will tell you, putting an end to meth will put an end to many other subsequent crimes in our communities. I'm delighted that we've got a strong federal, state, and local coalition working together to wage an effective battle against methamphetamine, and today's expansion of the GBI Meth Task Force is the next step on the path toward wiping out this dangerous drug. Go get them, guys. Thank you.
I'm Vernon Keenan, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and on behalf of the GBI, I would like to thank the governor for his support by providing additional resources to help Georgia law enforcement address the meth problem in this state. As the number of meth labs in Georgia have declined, methamphetamine smuggled from Mexico has increased, as evidenced by the two recent record busts by the Drug Enforcement Agency and local authorities in Hall and Gwinnett counties. Meth is not just a North Georgia problem. Meth is the fastest growing illegal drug in Georgia. According to the DEA, Metro Atlanta has become the major distribution point for meth on the East Coast. Governor, the 15 meth force agents that you recommended and the legislature approved this past session are scheduled to graduate from basic agent class on November the 2nd. Recently, you visited those agents and witnessed meth training exercises firsthand. And I know that you understand the importance of the job which these men and women will do. The meth force agents will be assigned to GBI offices throughout the state to investigate all aspects of the illegal meth trade in Georgia. The additional meth force agents proposed by you will provide a tremendous boost in this effort to combat meth in Georgia. We are grateful for your past and continued support of law enforcement in this important area. And Governor, you have here today some of the top officials in North Georgia who have been on the front lines of investigating and combating methamphetamine in Georgia. We have several of our district attorneys. All of them recognize the extreme importance of our battle against methamphetamine, and we greatly appreciate your support to law enforcement and prosecutors in this area.
Thanks, sir. Director Keenan had just talked about inside that this business, because of the organized crime effort of it, the big dollar, big money, the chain of command is getting much, much more dangerous. And I'm just delighted that we've got men and women who still dedicate themselves to keeping our communities safe. And today we've got a long time career law enforcement who's near retirement, and he's been the head of this task force here in this area, North Georgia, for the GBI. I'd like to ask Philip Price to join me here at the podium where I can present him with a commendation and a real great thank you for the citizens of Georgia, Phil, on what you've done to make our state safer. And I want to thank you for that and wish you a great, safe retirement and enjoy with your family.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.